This is Twit.
Twitter, Instagram, New York Times, Mint, and City Mapper. Those are just some of the apps that Apple recommends for your new Apple Watch that might arrive on time tomorrow, April 24th, the promised release date. Of course, it won't arrive tomorrow if you didn't stay up late to order it on the first day it was available, or if you didn't pay someone else to stay up late to order it, or if you don't plan to steal one out of someone else's mailbox, which, for the record, I do not recommend. In time for those with an Apple Watch, you can walk into several luxury stores if you didn't order. You can go to London, Milan, LA, Berlin, Tokyo, and New York, and you can actually purchase an Apple Watch in the store. Everywhere else, you have to go online. But to get apps, you can go to the Apple Watch App Store through the Apple Watch app on your iPhone if you have the most updated iOS. And if you try to go to the App Store online, I think we're looking at what it looks like now. No, that's WatchAware. When I tried to go online, all I saw was a bunch of the recommended apps that will open your expensive SPG hotel room door. They could charge your electric car, simplify your job as a really fancy doctor, and lots of other useful tools for super rich people. Meanwhile, the rest of us who could only afford a Pebble Watch are out of luck, since according to Cult of Mac, the Apple Store is now rejecting apps if they support the Pebble Watch. For the record, they've always been rejecting apps if they support another operating system, or if they say that when in their information. On to the next story. The Next Web reports that Chinese smartphone maker Xiaomi announced the Mi 4 today at an event in India. The phone will go on sale April 30th. It will cost $200. The dual SIM Mi 4 has a 1.5-day battery life, 13-megapixel main camera, 5-megapixel camera for your selfies. The phone comes in 5 colors and looks suspiciously like the iPhone 5C. And the fight for gender equality in Silicon Valley is not over yet. And today, Kleiner Perkins said they had no plans to foot the bill for their part in the battle so far. Now, they could have sat back and breathed a sigh of relief that they won in the gender discrimination trial against Ellen Pao, but they want their money back. The venture capital firm is trying to recoup the $1 million they spent in successfully defending themselves against Pao. But according to Reuters, Kleiner Perkins said that they would be willing to waive their costs if Pao decided not to appeal the case. Now, I am not a lawyer. I do not even play a lawyer on TV. So can someone please explain to me why this isn't technically a bribe? Megan at TwitTV, operators are standing by. And the nonstop thrill ride of first quarter earnings week continues. Amazon beat expectations, but still did not report a profit. This is the first time they've broken out figures for their Amazon Web Service cloud computing business. And they were a bit mind-boggling. According to the report, the division generated $5.16 billion in revenue last year. Google reported $17.26 billion in earnings, which was under expectations, yet the stock continued to go up in after-hours trading today. Chief Financial Officer Patrick Pichette assured investors that people are still looking at ads on Google, but more so on YouTube and a little less on search. And Microsoft seems to be the only company that beat expectations today, but perhaps they're just doing a better job of managing people's expectations. According to the Wall Street Journal, Chief Financial Officer Amy Hood said the company did a little better in a lot of places. And finally, this actually happened on April 9th in Sweden, but news has just reached Boing Boing's Jenny Jardin. You've heard of Google's Project Loon, designed to use balloons to project internet access down from space. But why not use balloons to send really important things to space, like donuts? That's right. A group of intrepid do-it-yourselfers used a weather balloon to send a donut right to the edge of space. We are watching it right now. And you should note that they did get permission to do this from the government. So do not try this at home, or in space, or at your local donut shop. I just would love to see a big velociraptor come and grab that donut. Still a donut in space. Oh, the balloon burst, and now it goes down. Yes, and we're having a lot of fun here. Also in the chat room, having a lot of fun. Chickenhead21, thank you. Donut, try this at home. Oh, that was great.